This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. Two developers are suggesting that Jefferson City build a new conference center and hotel that is smaller than city officials had requested. Representatives from the Farmer Holding Company and the Earhart Hospitality Group presented their concepts for the center yesterday at a Jefferson City Council meeting. Nathan Nicholas is the city administrator for Jefferson City. He says the city has lost money because the current conference space is too small.
Jefferson City loses a lot of business because associations that are based here often don't have enough space in the facilities that are here, and so then they take their meetings and conferences elsewhere.
Nicholas says the City Council will compare both of the proposals before they reach a decision. The City Council plans to select one of the two corporations for the project within 1 to 2 months. Senator Claire McCaskill says she's going to continue to block the nomination of Air Force Lieutenant General Susan Helms to the post of Vice Commander of the U.S. Space Command over concerns with Helms' decision to overturn a jury conviction in a sexual assault case. In February 2012, Helms rejected the recommendation of legal counsel and overturned the conviction of an Air Force captain who had been found guilty of aggravated sexual assault of a female lieutenant. McCaskill's hold prevents the Senate from approving Helms' nomination. The Missouri Democrat explained her objections in a statement in the Congressional Record yesterday. The Army Corps of Engineers says the region's levees did a good job of holding firm as rivers rose quickly this week. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Bill Rack tells us, officials are keeping watch as water levels continue their swift descent.
The Mississippi River at St. Louis crested at about 10 feet above flood stage earlier this week. That was the fourth highest level the river's ever reached here. But outside of two breaches north of St. Louis in St. Charles County, Dave Bussey with the Corps of Engineers says levees in the area performed as expected.
We have contacted all our flood fight teams that are out in the field today. There have been some sand boils, but they're all under control. We remain vigilant through the weekend, and as long as we need to, as long as the river remains high.
Bussey explains that a sand boil occurs when pressure forces water to well up on the dry side of a levee. I'm Bill Rack.
An organization representing city officials from across Missouri is urging Governor Jay Nixon to veto legislation limiting their ability to regulate cell phone towers. The Missouri Municipal League say the bill could allow placement of large cell phone towers in town squares or residential neighborhoods, which could hurt property values. But bill supporters say their intent is to encourage the expansion of wireless internet service across the state. Columbia's Planning and Zoning Commission has approved a recommendation to build an apartment building that's able to house up to 354 students. Development Services Manager Pat Zenner says the developers of the new apartment complex, called the Residences at 5th and Conley, are working well with the city and taking an innovative approach to avoid problems.
Many of the planning commissioners were highly complimentary of the actual Collegiate Housing Partners team that was present last night, and felt that it was a very appropriate location for the proposed density and the construction type that were being sought for approval.
The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the recommendation with a 7-2 vote at a meeting yesterday. A final vote is set for the next Columbia City Council meeting on June 17th. The Jefferson City Council is considering changes to outdoor dining regulations. Council members noticed more sidewalk cafes popping up downtown and proposed new regulations for restaurant owners. Fourth Ward Councilwoman Carrie Carroll says new permits would require cafes to clean their outdoor dining spaces daily, as well as provide a trash receptacle for customers. The proposal was approved by the council's administration committee this week. It's scheduled to be introduced for final approval at the next city council meeting. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.